The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief, everyone. Two things to talk about today, the border and Barbie. Let's start with the border. As you know, 25 states, or as you may know, 25 states have decided that they are siding with Texas in this dispute over razor wire. Now, the razor wire is just a component of this. You have to put this into the context of what's really going on. You have almost 7 million illegals piling into the country, doing so through the illegal act of crossing into the United States without permission to do so, and then the further illegal act of often lying about their circumstances so that they can then pretend to be asylum seekers. There are millions of single adult males who are doing this, so it is a dramatic escalation of what we saw even under the Obama years and into the Trump years before it was fixed, where you had unaccompanied minors, remember that? The children and women and children at the border. Now it's just men showing up in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, who are also being let free into the United States after their illegal entry. This is a disaster for the country. It's destroying budgets of major cities like New York. And yet the Biden administration is in this position where they don't want it to stop, but they can't say that out loud. They want this to continue on. Their base demands that it continue on. That's one component of it. But also, over the long run, they know that changing the demographics of this country is going to change the political future and really the overall destiny of the United States. And people sometimes are told that this is xenophobic, and they cringe at the mere mention of changing the demographics of this country. It's from people all over the world. This isn't about any one race, any one nationality, any one anything. It's about what is it to be an American? You know, we're told constantly how valuable it is to be an American citizen and how special we are, how lucky we are to be Americans. And yet they're giving away Americanness, in essence, de facto Americanness, to people who are coming into the country by the millions. Never mind the million legal immigrants we take in a year. They're coming in the right way. But in addition to the million legal immigrants we take, we are now on a track to have 2 million illegals a year for each of the 4 years of Biden's term. The situation is unsustainable. And so that brings me to the razor wire. Texas has not been told that they cannot put razor wire down. That's not what the Supreme Court has said. What has happened is the Supreme Court has removed the federal court injunction against Border Patrol from removing this razor wire itself. So, okay, they can remove it, but Texas can keep putting it down there. Now, this will probably force other legal challenges as well, and it may well go against the state of Texas, but it forces everyone to see what's really going on here. It forces the American people to, at least anyone who cares at all about our future, anyone who's even vaguely paying attention, that Biden is strongly on the side of illegal immigration, wants this to continue. The Democrat Party is an open borders, pro-amnesty, lawless nullification of our immigration laws party. That is where they are now. It's a major shift from the Democrat Party of even 10 or 15 years ago. Now, I think they still believed all the same things in their minds, but what they were saying out loud was very different. Now, the whole thing is a joke, and we can see it's a very unfunny joke, but immigration processing and all of this, all of our immigration laws, they just ignore it because they believe there'll be no consequences for ignoring it. And I think one of the most important things that Donald Trump could do right now as the presumptive Republican nominee is just hammer this issue. I think he should go down to the border. I think Trump should do a visit down there himself. I think that he should lay out, he should give a speech where he lays out for the American people not only how he's going to secure the border. What does that really mean? People need to be able to come and go. It doesn't mean lock down the border, because there we have legal trade, we have legal immigration, we have people coming back and forth, we have people who actually work on one side of the border and then go home on the other. So you can't lock down the border. Securing it means you stop the illegal entries. But what about, so that's one piece, but what about all the illegals who are already in the country? This is where the deportation piece becomes so important. Trump needs to lay out. He talked about building a wall. Obviously, he's going to say he's going to finish the wall, which was started under his tenure, which is part of securing, but then enforcing the law as it pertains to illegals and all of the deportations that are necessary. That needs to become another critical piece of all of this. So I think that President Trump should give a speech in which he says, this is what we're going to do. And let's attach a number to it. How many people is Trump going to deport who are in this country illegally year one? Keep in mind, in other administrations and other years, now they play some games with the numbers, but they've been deporting 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, something like that in the neighborhood of those numbers. I think 150, maybe 200,000 would happen in other years. But this number needs to be in the millions. It needs to be a million, 2 million for this to really have an effect. And that would do two things. One, it would deal with the illegals who are already taking resources from Americans in this country. And two, it would change the considerations. It would change the incentive structure for people to continue to come here illegally. This is everything, folks. If we don't get a handle of this, we don't have a future. We don't have an America. It's just the truth. We have something else. This place becomes something else. And the rule of law becomes a joke if this continues on as it is. It's already eroding. It's already losing potency. But the rule of law will become a mockery unless this is something that we get a handle on. We'll talk about something far less serious, Barbie, and how there's outrage that the director, Greta Gerwig, hasn't received an Oscar nod. I got some thoughts on that movie. I'm going to share them with you in a second. Do you feel prepared? With everything going on in the country, do you find yourself thinking about self-defense, home protection, and financial protection more than ever? One form of financial protection is diversification. Gold has often been used to protect assets against inflation. It's a global reserve asset, and countries are buying massive amounts of gold as a hedge against possible financial collapse. It's time to protect yourself and invest in gold. I've been buying from the Oxford Gold Group for years. They'll help you understand why you need gold in your 401k or why you should have gold on hand. It's easy. It's simple. Oxford Gold Group is there to help. Visit OxfordGoldGroup.com/free and order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals and earn up to $2,500 in free gold. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. 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 All right. I just because I needed to be able to speak about it with having seen some of it, I couldn't get through it all. I tried to watch with my wife, Carrie, the Barbie movie. And the fact that I think Ken, played by Ryan Gosling, gets a Best Supporting Actor nod. This has now created, oh my gosh, the movie about the patriarchy is actually reinforcing the patriarchy. You're seeing this is all this panic online, and the very online left in particular, the libs, they're freaking out about this. Yeah, it's a terrible movie. And the Barbie movie is garbage. It is a garbage, stupid, snide, unhappy, misery process to watch that movie. It is awful. There is no redeeming quality. It is not funny. It is not cute. It is not clever. But what you see is the power of cultural propaganda in our society. And the only thing that I can compare this to is Hamilton, which I also watched when it was, I didn't go see it in the theaters, but I watched a screening of it. And it's awful. It's absurd. And the fact that it became a billion-dollar Broadway franchise or something just goes to show you, again, the power of propaganda of a political nature in this country and how people are honestly being brainwashed to think that all of this stuff is great when it's not. I mean, the Hamilton, the whole premise of Hamilton, by the way, it's so we're going to do the American founding, but no one's going to be white except the King of England, who's the bad guy. And everyone else is going to be a non-white actor. Why is that? What is this? Like, what is that supposed to symbolize, or what is that supposed to tell us? I know a lot of people they throw out all these answers. Oh, diversity is our strength. Yeah, but just put that aside, even the politics of it for a moment. To people like it because they like the politics. The reality of it as a piece of artwork, Hamilton is trash. It's just not good. The singing, the rap songs or whatever, it's not good. I sat there saying, you know, I can appreciate, I don't like, you know, I don't like the messaging really in what's that Korean movie that won Best Picture, Parasite. I don't like the messaging. It seems to me very socialist in Parasite in a lot of ways, but it's a very well done movie, very well executed. I can't argue with that, even though it's all in subtitles, right? It's still very enjoyable, I think, as a watch. But Hamilton is just as art trash. And Barbie is also in that category. It's bizarre. And it really is like the worst, whiniest feminist you've ever dealt with in some college women and gender studies class is just lecturing you, but through the facade of Margot Robbie and friends the whole time. It's just awful. There's no story. I mean, I think I watched about an hour of it. There's no plot. There's no character development. It's a bad movie. And I know that a lot of people went to see it, but you know what? I'm also going to say it. Avatar is trash, and that made billions of dollars. Avatar is a crappy ripoff of Dances with Wolves or Fern Gully. You can take your pick. And even if you see it in 3D, you're just like, wow, I mean, it kind of gave me a headache, and who cares? The whole thing was absurd. And it does that falls into that whole, oh, you know, we're supposed to think of them as like the Native Americans and, oh, they're living in peace and harmony with nature. You know, you didn't see this probably in a lot of places. They just uncovered a Native American mass grave from the 1400s in this country from a mass slaughter of a village. You know, that stuff actually happened. You know, the Aztecs, you know, there were mass murders in warfare of extermination of the Native population against each other in this country. But we showed up, and unfortunately we had diseases that their immune systems couldn't handle. And so that was what actually caused most of, like, 95% of the Native American deaths across the Americas. And yet you never hear that from people, but that is the truth. Anyway, yeah, that's Avatar is a terrible movie, even though it made $1 billion. I don't care. I mean, art, you're allowed to have whatever opinion you want, and I'm right. And these movies are garbage, and Barbie was garbage. So I'm glad to be here to speak the truth. Hamilton was trash as well, but people, the Avatar thing is more just people are like, oh, it's, you know, the special effects or the special like 3D, you know, that's a different thing. That's not really so much the politics, but that's why, Hamilton and Barbie, you know, Barbie is the Hamilton of movies, or Hamilton is the Barbie of, Broadway shows. It's just all PR and politics, and everyone's like, I have to like it or else people will think I'm a bad person. No, you're not. It's just bad. It's just bad. And, you know, this couldn't come at a better time in our society. A company called Patriot Defender, legal defense for you and me. And it's the kind we need most right now, because if you say things, you know, I say things sometimes that people might not like, might get me in trouble. And if you do the same thing, you speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates, for example, guess what? Patriot Defender will provide you a no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and way of life. So the company Patriot Defender is at patriotdefender.com. And go see if they can provide you this membership in your state. They have it in most states now, not all states, but all will be available soon. PatriotDefender.com will help you with IRS assistance, Second Amendment issues. If you have to use your firearm in defense of your person, they will give you a no-cost legal defense. So think of this almost like it's a membership program, but it feels like insurance for your constitutionally protected rights. Legal insurance, because they'll provide you legal defense. PatriotDefender.com is the website, PatriotDefender.com. So since I told you Barbie's terrible, don't watch that movie this weekend. Trying to think of a movie that I could recommend for you to really enjoy this weekend. That's a tall order these days. You know, you got to find something out there that's good. I got to say, last really good thing that I watched was the Lord of the Rings Extended Edition. So go check that out. Even if you've seen Lord of the Rings like I have 10 times, on Max right now, you can see the extended edition. Lots of new cool stuff that actually fleshes out the story more. So enjoy. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.